The Lenten Devotional for Thursday, March 14th, 2019, by the Reverend David Shell, the pastor of Fair Plain Presbyterian Church in Benton Harbor, Michigan. The scripture reading for the day is Deuteronomy chapter 9, verse 23, through chapter 10, verse 5. Carve, come, make. Moses spent 40 days and nights on Mount Horeb, pleading with God not to destroy Israel. And the first words credited to God are three actions: carve, come, and make. Carve the tablets, come to the mountain, make an ark of wood. Moses' first required action was not to come to God, but to prepare to come to God. Do the hard hammer work of carving out a space to receive God's word. Carve this chunk of stone into something suitable for receiving what God had to say. Then, once he was prepared, Moses was to come to the mountain. Come and hear the words of God, who says, "I will write on the tablets the words that were on the former tablets." Finally, make. After carving a space for God's word and coming to God to receive it, Moses is to make a space for God's word. A physical space where God's word will be kept and honored and hopefully obeyed. How often do we casually flip open our Bibles without having done the work in advance to carve our hearts of stone into the kind of surface onto which God can speak God's word? How often do we fail to come to hear God's word at all? And how often do we climb down from the mountain and deposit the word God has spoken to us in any old place, rather than in a specially made place of privilege in our hearts to be honored and obeyed? Let us pray. God, who still speaks, remind us to listen. Remind us to prepare our hearts to hear, as Moses prepared the tablets. Remind us to come in eagerness to hear the word you speak, and help us to keep that word close in our hearts, and by your loving power, obey it.